"Is that all?" he asked politely.
"Yes,"
said the voice.
"Here."
There was a sigh, a pop. The back door of the police car sprang open.
"Get in."
Wait, whoa. I haven't done anything.
"Get in."
"I protest, Mr. Meade." He walked like a man suddenly drunk. As he passed the front window of the car, he looked in. As he had expected, there was no one in the front seat, no one in the car at all.
"Get in."
He put his hand to the door and peered into the back seat, which was a little cell, a little black jail with bars. It smelled of riveted steel. It smelled of harsh antiseptic. It smelled too clean and hard and metallic. There was nothing soft there.
"Now, if you had a wife to give you an alibi," said the iron voice, "but where are you taking me?"
A car hesitated, or rather gave a faint whirring click, as if information somewhere was dropping card by punch-slotted card under electric eyes.